The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller. Have been for 26 years. On this 28th day of February 2018. Wow, 26 years. That's hard to believe. Joel in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Joel. What's on your mind?
This is for the new listeners, because your regular listeners already know this. If the public would take a look at the official stories that the government media complex puts out to scare them, you can go way back to Waco, to Ruby Ridge. You could go to Oklahoma City bombing, any one of these recent gun issues, shootings, or global warming even, or weapons of mass destruction. They convince the masses that they've got to be scared so that they can implement new rules and regulations.
Yep.
And when the public finally does start analyzing that official story and finds out that it's impossible, it's totally impossible, but the rules and regulations still stand, the damage is done. Just look how many things have happened to cars and air pollution just because of global warming, which was just a farce. The Fetzer, one of Fetzer's guys, talking about Las Vegas, he just simply called four of the closest hospitals that in that area and asked them, how many gunshot victims did you handle? And three of the four said none, and one wouldn't answer. I mean, just how many things do you need to break down their official story?
Well, and the media, and you're exactly right, Joel, because they'll pump the fear porn out there in people's minds, but they'll never do follow-up stories as to the holes that are rapidly appearing in the government-sanctioned propaganda ream. They will never, ever do it.
No.
You know, and this is just part, it's called the Hegelian dialectic.
Yep, exactly.
You know, it is working on the mindless ones or the ones that don't have the right input. You know, I don't know how old you are, Joel, but when they first came out with computers, there wasn't any operating systems. And you had to learn Fortran or you had to learn BASIC, and you had to be very careful. If you made one little keystroke error, guess what? You wouldn't get the desired results. The computer would go into computer brain fart, and that's where the old saying came from, garbage in, garbage out. And with these people with no other input other than the controlled media, newspapers, magazines, I mean, even the Smithsonian Channel, what the hell were they running? Oh, they were running this wonderful special on creatures and this, and then we went right into the global warming.
Yep.
Yeah. And by the way, I had never watched Al Gore's movie. I couldn't stomach any more than 12, 15 minutes of it, and I had to turn it off.
And look how many rules and regulations have come in, been implemented because of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the weapons of mass destruction. This country has spent, like, according to Trump, we've spent $7 trillion over there.
Yeah.
Because of lies.
You know,
well,
and
that was for the new. That's for the new listeners.
Well, and I appreciate. I appreciate that. Thank you, Joel.
Okay. So long.
All right. California wants to ban plastic straws. You know, at first I saw that story and I went, oh, okay, well, it's kind of like New York banning 32-ounce Slurpees or whatever the case of the big gulps or whatever. You know, but then they never give you the reasoning. And this is going to sound strange, so just bear with me for a moment. There's 850 million tons. That's a year of plastics that are going into our ocean. You know, you've got this idea that you jump in a sailboat and say you wanted to sail to Hawaii. Well, good luck with that, because there's still the tsunami crap out there floating around. There is plastics and fishing nets. You go to YouTube now, just click on one of those I Rescued a Dolphin or we Rescued a Sperm Whale. Even sharks with divers, swimming up to divers to get some relief, to have hooks taken out of their mouths. I kid you not. You know, Spielman had you believing that every shark would just want to take your head off, man. And that would be a nice appetizer. These sea creatures are a lot smarter. In a last-ditch attempt, they'd come across divers to get nets and ropes pulled off of them. You know, I watched one with a, what's the one that just eats plankton? Whale shark. Literally had, it looked like one of these ropes that they use to bind ships at dock. You know, the real big hemp things. This thing had been wrapped around this this shark for so long, it cut into its dorsal fins a good 6 to 8 inches. And a diver went up, cut that rope, and to see the reaction out of these creatures is nothing short of amazing. These are not mindless little sea creatures. So my point being, we're filling up the oceans with these plastics. And they're ingesting it, they're getting tangled in it, fishing nets, killing off, you know, it just ain't tuna fish. It is a lot of different species. Now, on things like this, I can agree with the people that want to save the earth creatures. You know, can we talk here, Joan Rivers? Can we talk? You know, everybody's heading to their camps, and the other guys are full of crap. Well, on some issues, the other camp is full of crap. But unless you want a different government, you want a nice little socialized 51% democratized government and its people to do to the ones that don't want to be done to, this was the last place on earth that could literally happen, not happen, supposedly, not happen to you by law. You were protected. Oh, God. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Yeah, I can tell from the discussion y'all have not seen the latest news on what happened today.
I don't. No, I didn't.
Oh, but I can tell. Okay, anybody with a weak heart, grab the nitroglycerin. The rest of y'all might want to start deep breathing now. You can check this out at The Guardian, and I saw the tape of him saying it on ABC News tonight. Worse than anything out of Trump's mouth that any liberal commie Democrat has said about guns ever. Mike Pence was talking about how, well, you know, we'll go to court, you know, and everything with due process, you know, for some of these mentally ill people to get their guns away from them. Trump's like, oh, no, 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 that takes too long. We'll just grab the guns and worry about due process later. You know, like they take our money and our cars and you have to go fight to get it back. I know y'all probably think I'm crazy, but it's all documented. It's on tape, y'all, and y'all can go to The Guardian now. Even Breitbart is calling Trump a gun grabber. I'm not making this up, okay? I swear to God. Can go watch the tape.
Okay, is
and
it?
You can start
okay.
Googling it.
Renee, stop. Okay, you said The Guardian newspaper. Do they have the clip of it there at their website?
Now, I don't know if the clip's there. Let's see. The Guardian has, like, some of the transcripts of the
listening?
Quotes. And the title of the article is Trump Stuns Allies by Signaling Backing for Tighter Gun Control. And there's a lot of the details there. And like I said, I saw the tape of the meeting.
Okay, we're going to, Renee. Okay, I got it. If we can find it, we'll play it.
Okay, like I say, ABC I know had it. Like I said, you shouldn't have problems finding this at all.
All right.
But like I say, and even Breitbart is calling Trump a gun grabber.
Does Breitbart have the video clip?
I don't know. I haven't been to their site. I haven't looked at every site.
Okay.
A good start is theguardian.com.
There's no video there.
Okay.
There's no video. Try ABC.
So maybe the board op can, you know, during the commercials and stuff, Google around and find it.
He's doing it right
you.
Now as we speak.
Okay.
Yeah. Try ABC News, Mike. I want to get that clip and play it.
That's where I saw it was ABC.
Okay, very good. Renee, thank you.
6:30 news. Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Trump versus the FBI, that's not quite it. And you know ABC would run that clip, make that available online. If Donald Trump is saying the hell with due process, you better bet your bottom dollar they would run with it. Well, he's finding that. Let me take Ed in Utah here. Hello, Ed. Sorry, I didn't see you on my board.
John.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I have two subjects tonight. The previous caller... there's been some signaling. I don't know if he's gone as overt as what she's saying. It'd be interesting to hear the clip. I just want to make the point about China, and then I do have a comment on this gun control. One of your past hosts, the late Michael Collins Piper, in his book where he cracked the John F. Kennedy case at long last, Final Judgment, in there's a full chapter on Saul Eisenberg, the big international finance Jew, who spent so much time in China that he actually died in Peking. Saul Eisenberg, who was tied to the Permadex Corporation, hence the, for another day, a different subject, the JFK, the Permadex Corporation, and all the whole labyrinth of international finance that took down John F. Kennedy. So I just wanted to point that out. The China connection has been there. They're almost like a proxy. Just like the Jews are not only assassins and banksters, they're expert at puppetizing, if you will, major countries like China and buying them off and what have you. Easy to figure now with the China trade deal, most favored nation status. So I just wanted to throw that out there, John.
Okay.
And then I had a couple comments on the Florida Broward County. Notice that after the Trump election, and he was very vocally and verbally pro, not just NRA, but pro-gun and what have you. Now, the NRA is really standing their ground right now. I am proud at this moment of Wayne LaPierre, from all accounts.
And
they contradicted him.
And I know what you're referring to. I spoke about it on the air the other day. That he goes, go ahead.
Well, my point is there was a new status quo. After the Trump election, there was no talk, even after the Texas shooting, about gun control. They needed this event in Florida.
Yep.
And with Broward County and Parkland in particular, John, being Israeli-occupied territory, they had to act. You know, like they couldn't leave it to, if you will, the amateurs. They couldn't leave it to the Sandy Hookers. They had to do it themselves where they could control the narrative. The new status quo was don't touch my gun. And with Trump leading the charge that no one's more pro-gun than me and Second Amendment and all this, it's almost like the travesties that occurred under a Reagan banner, where even Phyllis Schlafly pointed out the total takeover of national education from a man who in his campaign, Mr. Reagan, promised to bring down the Department of Education. We got a bigger Department of Education. I'm not saying that's going to happen at this point with Trump, but he could be pushed into that direction. This is beyond a crossroads that we're in right now. In fact, to the point where I would urge people to call the NRA, and I'm a GOA member, but call the NRA and talk to Wayne LaPierre or his secretary. They need to know this. They need to put out a video because they have NRA television network on. They need to show that Parkland, Florida was a staged event by these people trying to disarm. It's that critical.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. By the way, The story I was referring to, I want to cover that, Ed, for the listeners in case they forgot. So I appreciate the heads up. Thank you for your call, Ed.
Thank you.
All right. This is the story I posted yesterday, folks, and this is the NRA. And this came from Haaretz website. That's the Jewish website. And the story goes as follows. LaPierre vowed that the NRA intends to go far beyond its role as a gun lobby. Now, you're starting to get the picture here. Keep what I said in mind. They're going to go far above the gun issue or gun lobby issue. To warn Americans that all of their individual freedoms are being destroyed by a condescending intellectual elite. I promise you this, the NRA will not only speak out, the NRA will speak out louder and we will speak out stronger than ever before. With its own television station and expanded media operations to resist the socialist corruption of our government. And again, in his speech to the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, LaPierre identified the enemies of the NRA and of America as Jews, from Karl Marx to Bernie Sanders. From George Soros to former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, LaPierre singled out Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer of New York as one of the Democrats who are liars to the core. History proves it. Every time in every nation in which the political disease rises to power, its citizens are repressed, their freedoms are destroyed, and their firearms are banned and confiscated. It is all backed in this country by the social engineering and the billions of people like philanthropist and Jewish lineage, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, and more. This was actually posted on Haaretz, folks. You understand why this big brouhaha about the NRA? Now, it doesn't stop there. You know, the NRA, well, we got corporations that are not going to support the NRA. We're withdrawing our support of the NRA. And they are doing exactly... You got it? Okay, hang on 1 second. It's not the bump stock thing. Renee, do me a favor, call back into the network, take Michael by the hand, and walk him through. Okay. Renee, still call in, will you please? Now, I spent the phone on the morning, this morning on the phone. Calling companies that are pulling their support from the NRA. Now, there is a very long list. Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Hertz, Allied Van Lines, MetLife, Simple Safe, First National Bank of Omaha, Paramount, Enterprise, Alamo, and National Car Rentals, Symantec, all the people that are supposed to protect your computer. Symantec has stopped its discount program with the National Rifle Association. Best Western Motel. Go to the place that always leaves a light on. The hell with these people. Wyndham Hotel Group, Republic Bank, Starkey Hearing Technologies, and the list goes on. Well, I had an opportunity. I called Delta Airlines, actually talked to somebody in their, they pretended to be PR department. And I said, you know, you guys don't understand this. Somebody is sitting in some corporate office, not out amongst the people, don't have the slightest idea of what they're doing. They're just trying to be politically correct. I told them, I said, today I am going to announce on my program that the network and hopefully all of its listeners nationwide are going to start boycotting. If you want to play this political correctness game, let's play. And I give you places like Chick-fil-A. Remember when they were under attack for being Christian owners? Hell, you can't buy a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday because guess what? They're not open on Sunday. Their sales went through the roof. Other companies that have come out and done dumb stuff, it hurt them badly. And I said, I told them, I said, hey, Delta Airlines, watch your stock drop. Watch it drop. You think we're in good economic times? Watch the people start taking the money back out of your cash registers. Thank you.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Still looking for that video. I'm on the ABC News website, and I can't actually go searching here and do a program at the same time. Back to what I was talking about with the pulling support from the NRA. Papa John's is pulled away from the NFL because of all the snarky stuff that's going on. They're inviting Pizza Hut in now. Well, good luck with the cheese and your crust pizza people. I also, aside from calling Delta Airlines, also called Dick's Sporting Goods. And I talked to their corporate headquarters. And I told them, you know, they're banning the sales of assault-style weapons. Now, these folks, these are not assault weapons. They were smart enough to put in their assault-style weapons, but they are going to stop selling those. There are other companies out there, and I left the same message. You want to play the politically correct game? And here's the deal. Folks, this is, you and I can see through this, but it bears mentioning that. What did I just tell you? What did I just read to you from Henry Ford back in 1920? Almost 100 years ago, He spelled it out. He knew exactly what they were going to do. They were going to start buying out the medias. They were going to be propagandizing people. Where the hell do you think they've come in 100 years? So these asshats in these corporations are playing the politically correct game, thinking it's actually bigger than what it is. It is a creation. You people out there outnumber the scumbags, the socialists, the communists, the I want something for free people. Give it a name, give it a date, give it a place. I don't care. This is why I've said to you, and I keep reminding people out there, make up your mind. Put your feet on the floor. Speak out. Spend some time on the telephone. It's not hard. I actually use Google to find these companies that weren't even on this doggone list I just read you. And I made that call, and I said, you know what? You people are playing the wrong game. You're believing the perception that's out there, and it's going to bite you on your backside. You should have read some of the comments. I've gone to these sites. Oh, and they're cherry-picking hard, and they can't eliminate them all, but there are people coming up and just smashing their propaganda, just absolutely eviscerating them. Now, folks, I understand that this is not the panacea to get rid of this problem, but people need to recognize the people that are loaning support to this propaganda campaign. You need to tell them that it ain't working with me, and it ain't working with the people that are awake, and there's a hell of a lot more awake people in this country than you could ever imagine. So sitting behind, cloistered in your comfortable corporate offices, this is going to jump up and bite you where it's going to hurt the most. This is why I've said, folks, you heard me a couple of years ago, you don't think that I have my pulse on what's going on? Why the hell do you think this is called the intelligence report? I don't waste a whole lot of time bringing up a whole lot of different people to give you the detail about. This is an overview. I've got a good pulse of what's going on in this culture and society today. And I'm telling you, you need to make up your mind. What am I going to do? Am I going to remain silent and sit in anguish as your company, or your country, it's a company now, dissolves right underneath you? And you have children and you do have grandchildren, you may not have gotten through to the parents, but at least to have a fighting chance for liberty and freedom. Folks, this is the greatest system of government that's ever been created. As obvious holes that are still in the Constitution, the framework is there and it can be bolstered. It can be fortified. But it ain't going to happen with you sitting on your backside, sealing your lips. A couple of years ago, you heard me, and I repeatedly said it, that y'all are being politically correct by shutting your mouth. Not mimicking what the communists or little socialists or the democratists would say, but you're giving them support by saying nothing. And it's time for you to get a little angry. It's time for you to make up your minds. And it's time for you to say, I'm tired of this and I'm not taking it anymore. This is your country. Good, bad, or indifferent in the past, it is your country. Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Yes.
The reason why I listen to your program is, I guess we're...
Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry about that. Hang on, Mark.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
I've just been threatened with snarkiness. My board op says, everybody's calling me, telling me where to get the video. Well, we think we have it. Mark, can you hang on a second?
Sure.
Okay. Minute and how long? Okay. Minute and 20 seconds. Go ahead.
I think you, in your meeting with governors earlier this week, individually and as a group, we spoke about states taking steps, but the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that
Mike,
individual.
Or, Mike, take the firearms first and then go to court.
Here
because
it is.
That's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
We think about the tragedy in Sandy Hook.
Okay, that's enough. Post that so everybody else can see it. Because Mr. Law and Order, you just jumped the shark here, my friend. And excuse me, I'm going to jump on Trump here. On this one, I am not a Trumpet. I reserve the right to be critical of somebody that's playing the asshat game. By the way, Mr. Trump, if you want to know what happened down in Florida, why don't you go ask your guy, Mr. Kushner? Oh, that's right. They just pulled his security clearance, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry about that.
What comes up for me with that, and I'm going to be very blunt here, by way of deception, we shall do war.
That's right.
I'm seeing this as bait and switch. And if Trump is baiting and switching us, so the reason why I listen to your program and the RBN network is for clarity, for clarification, for distinction, not for obfuscation, not for confusion, not for whitewashing anything, because that's how we got in the position we're at. We have lost clarity. We lost those distinctions that kept us a free people. And for those who say that I'm might be anti-Semitic, well, it seems like you put two and two and two together, you find that there's somebody in there in the mix that happens to be from that tribe. Okay? And just so, I'm from the Midwest originally, so just so you know, I will criticize one of my own. His name is John Ashcroft. He's actually from the city where I grew up. Actually, his congregation, yes, that's right, folks, he's a Christian. He proclaims to be a Christian. His father was the dean of the Assemblies of God's Church in Springfield, Missouri, which is the headquarters for the world headquarters for the Assemblies of God. And he himself was a high-ranking member of the church, right? But what did he do? Well, upon that 9/11 happening, he sequestered away those over 200 Israeli agents and sent them back home and slapped them on the wrist and said, don't do that again, but we'll just send you back home. Right?
Yep.
If that isn't a telltale sign. So I will say there are Christians out there who are not Christians. They are hypocrites. Might as well be.
Mark, what do you think of that quote that was made in May of 1920? And that was in the Dearborn Independent newspaper, that Henry Ford, he knew exactly where this was going to go. He knew exactly the plan.
Yeah. Well, here's something else for you, for folks, and I'm surprised that Raybould didn't bring it up, because Raybould's in the thick of it there. St. Louis had the oldest congregation, the oldest synagogue west of the Mississippi is in Chesterfield, Missouri. That's right, folks. That's a suburb of St. Louis. Let's see what happened there. Ferguson? Oh, that's right, Ferguson. What else happened there? It's Monsanto. You know what's right next door to Chesterfield? Monsanto. You know what's right else was next door to Chesterfield? Amdox, which now has swallowed up ComServe, which is the communications company that reports back to where? Tel Aviv. They're the ones spying on our communications, folks, and they're based out of St. Louis. St. Louis, St. Louis, St. Louis. So that's a power center for them. South Florida's a power center for them.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, so here's the deal. If there are some good ones out there, John, they should be standing up and screaming, because this affects their freedom too. So if there's some good Jews out there, you better stand up and point out the ones that are acting out of line, because they're coming after you too, unless they're not. Unless they wink, nod, they've got something, you know, a little side plan going on that, oh, yeah, we'll act like that, but really we're part of that cabal as well.
Yeah.
See, so I don't trust them. I have to hold them in suspicion because of the dirty deeds that their group has done.
Well,
for a long time,
even the Bible, Mark, for those that say that they are but they really aren't, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, it wasn't Pontius Pilate that hung Christ on the cross. It was the Jewish faction that wanted to keep status quo in Rome. For gosh sakes.
Exactly.
You know, and they go after somebody like Mel Gibson, because he's going to do another Passion of the Christ movie. Well, I'm very glad that he's doing that. But look at the heat that he took even before people screened it. Oh, you know, he's an anti-Semitic. And to bolster that story, they pulled him over one night when he was crocked, and I'm sure that the cop that was Jewish made some comment about, and that's exactly what you want to do with somebody that's inebriated, is to bring up a subject. That was what that rile was all about. But they plastered that out there that, oh, look at Mel Gibson, he's anti-Semitic. These aren't true. I'm sorry, Mark. These aren't even true Jews. These are fakers.
There you go.
But they'll call themselves Jews, and then the other ones that are supposedly good will also call themselves Jews. So I don't know. It's confusing to me, but I have to hold them in suspicion. Here's the thing. Remember the transgender thing in North Carolina, that whole thing, and they're going to boycott the NCAA and all that?
Mm-hmm.
All those companies that did that? Look at the management. I did. Look at the management, folks. And these companies, Hertz and the rest that are now want to ban the NRA or whatever, you know, and any companies do business with them. Look at the management, folks. Look at the management. The frontline management and the board of directors. And oh, by the way, back in the day, George Bush Sr., Rumsfeld, and Cheney were all three, each of them were on board of pharmaceutical companies. Eli Lilly, Cyril, and I forgot the other one. But they were all on boards of major mega pharma companies. So, they're doing business with the devil, and this has been a slow process, but they're revving it up, and they're coming. I have a bad vibe that they're now with Trump pulling Trump baiting and switching us. That's pissing me off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I feel sorry for Jamie Kelso because there's things that Trump has done that we recognize as being good and go Trump. But there's things that he's doing that absolutely make no sense whatsoever. And I don't envy James Kelso trying to defend himself on his own program on this network. I really don't.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Psychiatry was invented by them, the tribe. Okay? Who's in charge of the VA system, which is the largest medical health care system on the planet Earth? The tribe. Psychiatry is in charge of the VAs. They're pushing, they're front men for the pharmaceutical companies, folks, and that's what's killing our guys. They're forcing them over the edge. Many of those guys are taking medications, and before they give them medication, here's the tricky part: they have to give them a diagnosis. And if they stop taking those medications later, they still have had that diagnosis. What do you want to bet? They're going to round up and they're going to make a panel or whatever, and they're going to approve everybody through the NICS system. Anybody that's ever taken a pharmaceutical drug, especially one that's a psychiatric type drug. So that's what's going on. That's what I see. I go many steps ahead when this kind of stuff happens. You give them an inch, they'll take 10,000 miles, and that's what they've done. They're doing it now.
I do not disagree with it. And this is what I've reminded people before. And I thank you for what you said, Mark, because we are here. We're a news aggregate. We watch very carefully what they're doing. And we delve into it. We make comment on it. We can make sense of it because the propaganda is designed by way of deception to do exactly that. It's to mold your mind and your opinion. They control it all. And I appreciate you saying that, you know, when you want to have moments of clarity here, you tune into this network. That's what this network has always been about. I saw this stuff coming only not 100 years ago, only 30 years ago. You know, Henry beat me. But Henry lived before I did. But point being,
by the way, but there are some of the broadcasters there. They bring up this Nazi thing.
I know.
Who did Ford support? Ford supported Hitler because he knew that he was going against the Jews. That's what the deal was.
Yeah.
And so, and by the way, my heritage happens to be German. I haven't been adopted, but I found out a year ago that not only my brother was in Vietnam, my father was in World War II, my grandfather was also in World War II at the beginning, and my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War, and he was captured, taken prisoner, and was in Andersonville, Georgia. So I come from a long line of veterans in this country, and we are on the edge, and we've got to stand up and say no and stop doing business with these people that are taking us down. So,
Mark, one of the biggest things that we could do, I will take back any criticism of Trump if he comes up tomorrow and says, you know, we want debt forgiveness and we're going to stop dealing with those banks and we're going to fire up the printing presses. I'm going to order the Treasury to print United States notes. If he will do that, he better dive into a deep bunker because all hell's going to break loose. But as I said, we're starting to see more. This whole thing with the NRA, well, we need to go after the NRA. There's tons of money being pumped into this campaign. There is tons of propaganda. The phones are ringing off the hook to these companies going, well, you got to pull your support and blah, 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 blah. They're caving in.
Yeah.
And we don't have to deal with them.
I hope he is the real deal. If he's baited and switched us, if that's what he's up to, then it's going to piss off a lot of people. He might have been put in there to do the that exactly to bait and switch us and piss us off.
Well,
and put us on the edge.
Well, but you know what? If that's the case, Donald Trump has done one thing. He's rallied the people out there that are tired of seeing the stuff that's the same old thing that's been created by this criminal cabal and practiced for years on end. We got a good indication of how the American people not only are not liking it, they're willing to push back against it, even voting for Donald Trump, which many Republicans or many conservatives out there will tell you, well, it wasn't my first choice. You know, I would have much rather have seen Trump be president and then to have somebody like a Ron Paul as vice president rather than this yes man sitting right to the rear just in case something happens to Trump. If Pence gets in office, I'm barricading my door and I'm loading up my magazines.
I was hoping that Trump would be a man of distinction and to make distinctions, to clarify and make distinctions. That's what we need.
At this point in time, Mark, he has the ability to be the greatest president this country has ever seen. To push back against what has been happening, and if somebody can, and if he doesn't know, he needs to shut up, quit tweeting, and start studying the things that he's being whispered to.
Exactly.
All right, Mark.
Exactly. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, folks. You see why this network? You see why I got so much angst? A sane man would have walked away from this damn network. Let me rephrase that. Darn network. But I knew the importance of it. I knew what was going to happen to everybody. I knew this as sure as I'm sitting here right now. God. I just, man, I got a lot that's just running in my head, and I better zip my lip. Dennis, by the way, before I take you, Dennis, I had a message here from Tom. I asked him to come on the air for 5 minutes, and he conveniently... What do you mean the lines are full? He's trying... You know, hey, Mike, tell him to call on extension 3. Huh?
I got a line open now.
Okay. Tom, well, this is going to take 2 minutes for this to reach his ears. Call him on your phone. On the phone up there. Just grab that line and dial him. You need the number? Here it is right here. You got the number? Oh, you got him. Okay. Dennis, hang on a second. Tom, you there?
Hey, sorry about that.
That's okay. You've been a busy boy.
All right. It's ahead.
Yeah.
From Texas, and
Wait a minute. You're in a bad cell area. Repeat that.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone named Jan emailed the I Want Free Power, and it came back as a bad email. I can't respond. I think she's in Texas, so she could send me a different email address.
All righty. And I understand you've been very, very busy.
Yep, we're getting customers already, so we got over 100 emails last night, so that's why I worked on it until the wee hours of this morning to get something together, and everybody, we're going to have the presentation tonight and tomorrow night, so make sure you go to the website, check out the link to get on the webinar, and we'll see you there.
Okay, now which website?
Either on RBN's or on the iwantfreepower.com.
Okay,
at the bottom, there is a link.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. I want free. That's a lot easier for people. I like the web traffic. If you want to go to republicbroadcasting.org, that is up there. Click on that banner. That'll give you all the information there. Or you can go to the website, iwantfreepower.com, and there's a link at the bottom. Folks, this could...
It's in one of the rotating ads.
And this could be very big for individuals. Did you hear what I said today about, you know, if you just want to get a discount on your power, that's fine. But if you want free power, talk to a few friends. How many people does it actually take in order for you to get enough in there? And I know it depends on the bill, and I don't want to turn this into a 10-minute deal here. But how many people would it take to sign up to have a good crack at getting zero energy charge?
15 minimum. That's where you start, and then they take an average of all those and start knocking your bill down.
There you go. And to be a consultant, if people see a supplement to income, and I'm glad you said that, yesterday, a supplement to income. If you'd like to earn another $4,000 or $5,000 or maybe $1,000 a month, get into this, be a consultant. You'll be one of the friendly people talking to the other friendly people. You'll be talking to one of your brothers, one of the listeners to this audience. Hallelujah. Couldn't get much better than
it's
that.
It's very easy. You don't have to know anything about electricity or anything about sales. We do all the work for you. So just listen to the presentation tonight. And I heard Mark in Philadelphia, since that's where we are, if he would like to get a hold of me, get my number from Mike or send me an email through the website, and I'll get in touch with you because we've got the whole Philadelphia area to ourselves.
Good deal. All right. Tom, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Dennis in Florida. Sorry for the delay there. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, John. It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
I want to make two quick points here because I know we're getting close to the end here. We got to push back, and here's two ways we could do it. This whole thing about Best Western and Wyndham Hotels, well, guess what? This is to all you people out there listening on the air, okay? Everybody start making reservations, calling up on the phone. Phony reservations. Swap them. So the rooms are all booked up and their heads are swimming with all the people that aren't showing up. That's one way. Let's go guerrilla on this. Because I'm really ticked off. I just went through this whole list here of the rent-a-car places, Avis, Budget, Alamo, National, Enterprise, Hertz. There's nobody left. But there is a way around this, okay? I once worked for a car dealership, and we did short-term summer leases, okay, with a dealership wound up leasing cars, okay, like rent-a-cars. Instead of going to the rent-a-car people, go to your car dealer, local car dealer, if you got to rent a car, because they've got enough cars sitting on the lots they're dying to get rid of, okay, or make something on it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's an alternative to these big names that are probably financed by these Zionist pigs, okay, that are running the whole show.
Well, Dennis, I have never backed off of this subject, have I? And I've told people and I've warned them, it's going to come to fruition where it's going to come up and smack you right dead in your face. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, well, I'm really pissed off now, John, because I got to rent a truck, okay? And I got to get a flatbed to bring a vintage antique car up north in a couple of months. And this is going to really impact me. That I don't want to do business with these people here.
I understand.
Okay, so I'm going to go. I'm going elsewhere. It might cost me a little bit more, but I'm going to do that.
Good.
Also, I will be sending you something in to help with the rent there, John. I was sick of the dog last night. I heard your plea on the show last night. And, well, it's at 28, so I guess the check's in the mail for me.
All right.
So I'll spread it out, all right?
All right. Well, Dennis, I appreciate it, and thank you for your support, and thank you for putting your feet on the floor and saying enough is enough.
John. God bless, and keep up the good fight. We're behind you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Chicago Brew, how you doing?
Sir, how are you?
I couldn't be finer. Well, I could be. That's a lie. What's on your mind?
Well, you've had a hot couple nights, man. You've been pretty excited, and you're going through a roller coaster right here, pal.
Well, and you know, I'm building up a head of steam again, but I need the support of the people out there. I need the support for this network to keep doing the job. You heard me. I've been doing this for 26 years. How long can you ride this little sweaty pony until the damn thing collapses and dies right out from under you?
Yes, sir. I've sent you a couple donations in the past, and you know, for that fellow that one of the first calls you had tonight, you know, I'm sure he has his ups and downs in life and whatnot, but he's enjoying listening to RBN, whether it be your show or somebody else. He may agree, may not agree.
Yeah.
In either case, he was able to pick up the phone and call you directly. You picked it up. You gave him a conversation. And you know what? Try that with Sean Hannity or Mark Levin or any of these other people. Try it. Try it.
Or the guy that sounds very much, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, that sounds exactly like Sean Hannity on Sirius XM 125 Patriot Channel, that he will say on his program, let me see exactly how he words it, he says that these are the facts, this is the argument, and it cannot be disputed. He won't allow you to dispute him. You call into his program. You want to bring up a point and explore that point and get enough out that you don't sound like some kind of wingnut? That ain't going to happen.
Right.
I know what the old style, the old school used to be. Because I'm partly old school. I knew when it was that everything wasn't controlled in this country. But I was at a very young age and realized when we only had three networks that I smelled something that smelled like a dead carp from a mile away.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I like the passion of the fellow that called in a couple calls ago, and he was mentioning he had relatives in other previous wars like Vietnam and so on. He had a lot of passion, but, you know, we need to go on 12-hour marathons with this stuff because there's so much to say about it. But the bottom line is our nemesis here, they own these companies and or they have leverage over these companies.
Yep.
Like Rents right now, I mentioned Rents Network, they shut down his PayPal account. So then he had to go through other, you know, ways to have people donate money or to buy his products and so on. And then they pressured this other company. So now he's got to go to a third company. And so PayPal has done this in the past, and these other credit card companies have done this in the past, but now they're picking up momentum again. You know, they go on, they get hot, and they do it, and then they slow down, and then they do it again and again and again.
Right.
So PayPal is owned by our nemesis.
I understand.
You know, these companies, these car companies and whatnot, these Dick's Sporting Goods, either these people are owned by our nemesis or they have leverage over them via bank loans. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. And thank you for bringing that up, because this is the script that we all use, that we're all subjected to. And these are the middlemen that have gotten fat off of the American people's stupidity or being lackadaisical and not listening. They were screaming at the top of their lungs back in the 20s and the 30s. We had good Congress critters that were actually pointing out the evils of this private corporation for profit. Then they decided that, well, we just have to buy up the media outlets out there and the newspapers and everything, and we'll control the narrative and we'll control their thought processes.
Right.
Not here. Yeah. Not now. Not ever.
Well, I've been throwing out the word racketeering. What's going on now is racketeering to the nth degree with all these companies and whatnot. They're trying to change law. These corporations are trying to change the law by making up their own rules, trying to set a precedent that we're all supposed to follow.
Yeah.
And basically it comes down to racketeering. They're pressuring all the independent media, these companies, you name it. And that's how they got the New York Times. That's how they get other businesses. Oh, we're going to boycott you till you sell us that business, or we were going to go out of business.
Well, and the perfect marriage and the perfect marriage and the corporatocracy with the banking that they serve their corporation's interest. We've got you by the short hairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let me finish this up by just saying, John, there's nothing new under the sun in the history of man here. Basically, they're repeating what they did to Germany back in, the Versailles Treaty, which led into Hitler's rise and then World War II. This is a duplicate in history, and people don't realize it because they don't teach history.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you watch that video, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I would urge listeners out there, you need to watch that to find out what really the rub was between the Jews and Nazi Germany. True history, folks, unfettered, right in your face, and see if you, at the end of that six-hour presentation, if you got a dry eye, you ain't got a brain, you ain't got a heart. Thank you for your call. We're out of here. All right, folks, donate to the network. I'm telling you. It's the last stop between this and total anarchy and tyranny. I have been doing this for my ego.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent! Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.